sugya of Kol Shiyesh Bei Mechameshis Mi Nedagon and Simen Resh Chet Bezer Hashem, at least the first two Sifim. The Gemara says on Lamed Vav Amud Beis Chovetz Kedero V'chein Daiser V'yud Amar Shafani V'dvar V'kana Amar B'yamin V'zenis V'daisa Kredo Kuli Amul Eplig D'Bar Yamin V'zenis Ki Pligi V'daisa Ke'in Chovetz Kedero. The Gansu Machloikis is Zafko a Daisa which is made out of cracked wheat. Kein chavetz kedera. Rav Yehuda Amar Shakol Savar Duv Sheker Rav Kana Amar Bei Min Mizaynus Savar Smida Iker. It's machlekes whether or not you make a shakol or you make a mizaynus. Is the iker the dvash or is the iker the flour? Amar Rav Yosef Kavosi Der Rav Kana Mistaver that the iker is the flour. The Rav Shmuel Amar Tavayu Koy Shuyish Bei Mechamish Zeminim Varchon Alam Bei Min Mizaynus. Kavosi makes lechero the achra should be like Rav Kana. Because Sai Rav, Sai Shmuel, they both said that any Tarevis that has any Maisa Kedera L'chol Apach that has in it Mechameshes Min Nedagon, the Bracha is Mezeinis. Memelo, if the Shail is you have a mixture of Dvash, of honey and flour together, the Iker, the Bracha is going to be Kefi the flour, which is Mezeinis. The Shail is, what are we talking about, Bachal? What's the Rav? We're talking about that the Rav is the Dvash or the Rav is the flour. If L'chur, the Rav is the flour. So then, what's Pshat Bechlal in Rav Yosef that says that the Bracha is... I'm sorry, what's Pshat in Rav Yehuda that says that the Bracha is Shakol? L'chur, we always go back to the Rav. Also would be Shver, why do I need the Chiddush of Rav Yishmuel? Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Min Nedagon, L'chur, we always know that any Tarubis goes back to the Rav. And therefore, it's Pshat that the Bracha is going to be Mezeinus if the Rav is the flour. Elamai l'chura, the pashtus is that the rav is in a chanami, the honey, the dvash. That's what the Rashba says in another rishenim, kama v'kama rishenim. It's mavur that way. That in a chanami, the rav over here that we're talking about in this maisik, in this daitza, is the dvash, is the honey. And the mela, that's pshat in Rav Yehuda. He says that we go back to the rav, which is the honey, and therefore you make a shahakol. And Rav Kana's mechadish, then no, even though the miut is the mezeinus, is the flour, nevertheless the bracha is nikva kefi the miut and you make a mezeinus. That's what Rav Shmuel mechadish. Rav Shmuel d'amri tarvayu kol sheyesh boi mechameshes min nedagon v'varchon l'beim mezeinus was coming to mechadish. Even if it's the miut, nevertheless it's going to be the koveya le'inin bracha. That's l'chero the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Kana. Rav Yehuda says we go back to the rav. Rav Kana says no, we go back to the miut. Because since it's chameshes min nedagon, it's the chashivas. The shaila is hagufa. What's pshat in Rav and Shmuel? Why were Rav and Shmuel mechadish that we go basa the miut? We know that the klal is kol sheyesh boi. The Gemara Mishnah says in Daf Mem Dalar Amar Aleph, zeh klal kol shu ikar v'imay tefilah mevarach al ikar poitas tefilah. Anytime you have ikar and tefil, then you go basa the ikar, you make a bracha on the ikar, you pata the tefil. The Gemara says over there, what's the Mishnah talking about? Hiviu lefan of meliach. They brought somebody a salty piece of fish. Tchilo. That's what they first brought. Upas yimoy. Afterwards, they brought bread. Mevarach hameliach upoiter sapas. Shapas tfilolay. We find the case that even bread, which is the most chashav amaychol, is tuffle to the food that you brought before, and then you make a bracha on the tuffle and you pat to the ikr. How could it be that chameshes mine dogon, when it's the mute, is going to be the ikr? L'chura, kokam that it's the mute, it's not the ikr. And if it's not the ikr, then it's pasha that you make a bracha on the ikr and you pater the tuffle. Even if the tuffle is a path, it doesn't get its bracha, you make a bracha on the ikr. Certainly if the tuffle is chameshes min nedagon, not in the form of bread, certainly the chari should make a bracha on the rav, which is the ikr, and you should pater the tuffle. So Elam saw the revolve on the tour, on the riff. He asked the question. He asked this question exactly. And he says, no, that's goof for the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, when they came to Mechadish, Kol Sheyesh Mechameshes Min Nedagon, they were being Mechadish that in a chanami, that is always the Iker. Hagam that it's the miut, it's the Iker. In other words, the klal that we saw on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalid is talking about when you know what the Iker is and what the tuffle is. What are you coming to eat? You're coming to eat the salty fish. Why are you eating the bread? Just because your mouth is so full of salt, you need to absorb the salt somehow, so you're having a piece of bread. There it's clear what the ikr is and what the tuffel is. The ikr is the salty fish, the tuffel is the pas. Then in a chanami you make a bracha on the ikr and you pass to the tuffel. However, in this case, we have a taruvis. The raiv is the honey. The meat is the flour. Which one is the ikr and which one is the tefil? Rav and Shmuel Machadish, that the flour is the ikr. Hagam that it's the meat, it's the ikr. Hagam that it's the meat, nevertheless, it's the ikr. That's l'chur gufa the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. The shayla is, what's takab shat? Why is it the ikr? Is the ikr, I saw Pnei HaShulchan, he clears like this, just maimed the hakira as follows. Is the var that chamesh is mini dogon is the ikr because that's what people, when they're eating the food, da'ite shalom is on the chamesh mini dogon. That's what fills the person, that's the main part of the food. And mamela, even if it's the meat, balamaisa, that's what da'ite shalom is on. And therefore, it's always a mezainis. Or do we say that even if his das is taken out on the flour, his das is on, let's say in our case, on the dvash, because that's the roiv. Nevertheless, it's be'etzem ikr. Chameches mina dogon are be'etzem and ikr. They're choshev, and therefore they're be'etzem and ikr, even if your das is not on that. Nevertheless, Rav and Shmuel coming to Mechadish, bimafuke from the daitish aladam. You're right, when you have a mixture of honey, and it's roiv honey, 70% honey, 30% flour, daitish aladam is on the honey. Nevertheless, Rav and Shmuel coming to Mechadish to tell you that the chashivus of the maichol klape bracha goes basa chameches mina dogon. And therefore, even though it's only 30%, nevertheless, you make a bracha on the chameches mina dogon, you make a mezainis, and you don't go basa the roiv. Would you have to ask? Well, anytime that you know that it's the roiv, then there's really nothing to talk about. We're only talking about a case where you know that it's the mitz. If it's the roiv, then pasha, it's going to be kaveh the bracha. The whole nidin is only in a case where you know that it's taka the mitz. Generally, you can tell on the ingredients which one is the roiv. Anytime they have a piece of cake or challah, you know what the roiv is. It's only in a case where there's a mixture together, then there's taka safik. And we'll see as we get to the halacha l'maisa that in a chanami you have to know exactly what's inside to know what bracha rishayna and what bracha achrayna to make. Bezer Hashem, we'll see. L'chora tzalin machlekes rishaynim. These two tzadim, the pashtis, are tzalin machlekes rishaynim. It's matzayin the Me'iri. The Me'iri says on the aflamet zayin, kol tafshul me'ilu aneskarim shem bedin bari minim izaynis. All these tafshilim that we said that the brimim mizaynis im iriv boidvarim achirim kegain dvash v'shemen v'tavlin. If you mixed other things in, it's not just daisa, plain cracked wheat that's cooked together with water. You added in other things as well. You put in honey, you put in oil, and you put in spices. Afal pi shehichnes boi mehen harbe. Even though you put in a lot of them, hoyo v'yesh boi mechameshes aminim v'sheikir hatavshul kori al shem oisei min mechameshes aminim. Here's the ikr words of the Me'iri. She'ikr hatavshul kori al shem oisei min mechameshes aminim. The ikr tavshul is called by the min of the chameshes aminim. Even though roiv is from something else, from the dvash and the shemen and the tavlin, like the rajba we just said before him, the roiv kenzayin and chanami is not from the chameshes aminim. Amin v'hu she'amru smida ikr. When he said smida ikr, that's really it's mevur. That's smida ikr and kol she'ish b'mechamish min adavin. It's for that reason. Not all rishonim learned that way, but the Me'iri learned that when Rav Kana said smida ikr, it's because kol she'ish b'mechamish min adavin v'varach l'mbeimim mizaynis. What's the pshat? It's not in every case. Says the Me'iri, when is it ikr? When the ikr of the maichel is kori al shem ha-chameshes min edogen. However, if it's not kori al shem ha-chameshes min edogen, it could be that you even have a lot of flour inside. It could be that it's a big part of the food, but that's not what it is. It's really, it's a honey cake. It's a honey candy. A honey candy that has flour inside. It's not looked at as, it's not called as a chameshes min edogen. Then in a chanami, the bracha is not going to be mezainis, even though you have flour inside. And even though the flour is giving tam, it's very possible. L'chor the mashmois is that in a chanami, it's totally in daita shalodim. When a person is eating it, what's his das? So, if the ikr tafshul is kari al shem davar zeh, you're eating something, you're eating a piece of challah, you're eating, it's called, even if the challah is very sweet, even if the cookie is very sweet, it's called a brownie, it's called something which is nikva kafi, the flour which is inside, then even if the rave is from sugar and from oil and from water and from eggs and other things which are shahakol, nevertheless, what am I coming to eat? I'm coming to eat the brownie, the thing which is called a mezainis. And memela, we go back to that shalom. His das is on that thing. That's the ikr of what it's called, and therefore it's mezainis. You could clear in the lashon of the Rush. The Rush says also, kol she'ikri mechameshes aminim efilu rubi b'min echad, Acher mevarchel meimin mizaynis. Kol she ikri mechamesh daminim. What does it mean? Kol she ikri mechamesh daminim. Not clear. Does it mean that the ikr meichel is kori al shem moisa davar? It's ikri because that's the rive. L'chari, that's not what he means. Ikri as opposed to ledabek. Yesh l'ayin, but that's the rush. But l'chari, clear in the Meiri, he says that not every time that you have chamesh mini dogin inside is it going to be kaveh the bracha. It's only in a case where the meichel is kori al shem oisim min mechamesh mini dogin. It defines the name of the meichel that you're eating. The only thing is if you that. Then what's the chiddush b'chol? What was the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel? If a person's das is on that thing, because that's what the ikar of the meichel is, then it has nothing to do with Rav and Shmuel. It's any time. Any time you have a mixture of two things together, even if you have 70% of one and 30% of the other, if you're only eating it for the your ikar intention is for the 30%, then you make a bracha of what the 30% is. You don't go back to the rev. It's only in the case where you want both of them. Which one is the kaveya? The rev is the kaveya. But any time that your ikar das is on the mute, then it's possible that you make that bracha. That has nothing to do with kol sheyesh bo chamesh mini dogin. Any time that you have, let's just give a mashal, peanut chews. If you look at the ingredients on peanut chews, the first ingredient is peanuts, 61% peanuts. However, afterwards is chocolate and caramel and other types of things that are added inside. If your interest, be'etzim, is the chocolate and the caramel, and just the peanuts are adding a nice flavor to the chocolate, but the ikr by using the chocolate, it's possible that you make a shahakol and you don't make adam on it. The mute, the raiv is peanuts and the meat is shakal. Doesn't make a difference. You're eating the food. The food, the chashiv is the brachas, nikva, kafi, your das. What's the ikr? So what are we saying over here? According to the Meiri, we're saying that it goes basar, the daita shaladam. We say, kol sheish mechamish mina dovin, because that's what a person's das is on. And memela, it's only if that's the ikr part of the meichel. If it's not the ikr part of the meichel, it's not kori al shem oisa chamish mina dovin, then a person's das is not on that, even though there could be a lot of chamish mina dovin inside. So what's the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel? So l'chur, the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel is that in a standard case, if you have a peanut chew and you don't have das for one more than the other, stam das, what bracha do you make on it? The halacha is that we go baser the raiv. In that case, you go baser the raiv. By chamesh is mina dogan, the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel is that by stam das, we say that your das, the ikr das, is on the chamesh is mina dogan, even if it's the miyat. Meila, the stam das is koiveya. That was the chiddush of Rav Shmuel. If you don't have, you want both of them, you're interested in both of them, we say that a person's ikr das is on the chamesh mini dogan. In the middle, that's going to be koiveya, the bracha. That's the das of the Meiri. The Rivav, on the riff, he says something very interesting. He says that we paskin like Rav Kahano, that smi the ikr, the flower is the ikr, avoloi mitameh. But not because of the reason that he said. He says, "Af al gav the duv she ikr, mevarchel la bremin mizaynis." Even though the dvash is the ikr, you're right. Rav Yehuda was right. The dvash, the honey, is the ikr. When you have a mixture of honey and flour together, the ikr is the honey. Nothing to talk about. Befrat that, according to Rav Yishayim, talking about that the honey is the raiv. 70-80% honey and 20-30% flour. The ikr is the honey. No two ways about it. Be'etzem the metzias is like Rav Yehuda. The dvash is the ikr. Nevertheless, we pass like Rav Kano. The kol tavshul shemuru behen min mehei min edagon litin tam batavshul oisei hamin hu choshev l'ikr mipnei chashivusai mevarech alav. That min is the ikr because of its chashivus, not because that's what your das is. Lehed gear nothing to do with your das. Even though your das is talking not that way, nevertheless the ikr bracha is nikva kafida macholim, and the maichul choshev is the mezainus. The Piskirid says the same thing. It's actually the Ogre brings it down from the Piskirid. The Beis Yosef at the end of Simen Kuf Samach Ches brings down the Ogre, quotes the Tesis Rid, quotes the Rid, who says the same thing. He's talking about when he gets to make a moitzi. But you see, Mitzvah Dvarav, he says the Malay says Hanefois Betaner. If you have a Pashtida, you have a deli roll. Mi Basar Idogim Mi Gvino. That it's filled, it's Mizaynis, but it's filled with fish or meat or cheese. Afagav the baster v'dogim v'gvina ikr, even though the ikr lachar everybody is the gishmak, is the protein. Mevarchin alay omaiti lechem in aretz. They're talking about that. It's actually the shaila hamaitiur. The baster chameshes hamina mazlinin. V'loy baster v'dogim v'gvina dechashivi leinshi. Not baster the foods that are chashiv to people. Ki heichi the b'maisik kederi chashivi chameshes hamina mevarchin alim b'remin zonis. Hachanavimafatan or chashivi mevarchin maitzi. The same way that when we're talking about a mazlinis, a maisik kedera, a tavshol, we go bust the chameshes mini dogon. So to over here, when we're talking about hamoitzi, We go about the Chamesh Minei Dagon. That means he speaks out the Hedya, even though the Iker by the person is the cheese, is the meat, is the fish, doesn't make a difference. The Bracha is Nikva Kafi, the Chamesh Minei Dagon. What's up, Shah? L'chor, what he means to say is that the Bracha is Nikva Kafi, the Chashivas. Anytime that we're downing up a taruvis, we have two things that are mixed together. We have to kaveya one bracha. What's the bracha? Every maichol is nikva. The bracha is nikva kvi the chashivas of the maichol. We saw that at the first Be'er Halacha and Siman Reish Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, because peiros ha'ilan are so chashiv, there were kaveya bracha la'atzmai, doesn't just fall into the regular brei pri adama. It's kaveya bracha miyuchedes. Kvi the chashivas of maichol, that's kaveya the bracha. Memela, any time that you have chameshis minei dagon, Chameshis Minei Dagon makes the Maichel into a Chashav HaMaichel. So it doesn't make a difference what your das is on. Chameshis Minei, we want to know which bracha does it get. It gets the most Chashav HaBracha. Mizernis is the most Chashav HaBracha, that's the first bracha that a person makes. In the list of Kedima, Mizernis is the most Chashav HaBracha. Why? Because as long as it has Chameshis Minei Dagon inside, I don't care what your das is. The Chashivus of the Maichel is Nikva kafi the chamesh mini dogan, and the melee make a mezainis regardless of what the person's das is. L'chora telling this machlekes, you could say telling this machlekes is also benegea to bracha achreinu. It's an interesting thought. What happens if a person has a taruvis? He made a tavshu, he made some sort of he made a chalent, and he put into the chalent, he put in barley, and he also put in quinoa. You put in barley and you put in quinoa. Now, he doesn't have, you don't even have to say that, regular chalent. He has a regular chalent. Potatoes, meat, and barley. Now, after he ate, what bracha do you make in the chalent? Kol she'yesh b'mi chamesh mini dagon. You make him a zeinus on. However, there's no kezayis b'chdei l'chilas pras of barley, which is very often the case. In your 4 minutes, did you have a kezayis b'chdei l'chilas pras of barley? No. So now, what bracha achrona do you make on this? You had 3 potatoes and 2 big pieces of meat, and you even had 30 pieces of barley, but it wasn't a kezayis. So now, what bracha achrona do you make on it? So there's 2 choices. You could either say, since you don't have a sheer bracha achrona of the mezainis, memela you make a brain of fashes, which you did have a sheer of, or you say, no. Kol sheyesh b'chameshes mine dagan is not only kevea the bracha rishena, it's kevea the bracha achrona as well. And as long as there's chameshis mini dagan in your taruvis, then that makes the chashivis of the maichol also going to get the bracha achreinu. And you're right, you didn't have a shear. Who says that you need a shear? The same way that the chashivis of the bracha rishreinu is nikva kafi, the chameshis mini dagan, even though that's not your das, when you get to the bracha achreinu, you could say, according to Rivav also, that even if you don't have a kezayis de'echelos pras, the chashivis of the bracha goes basta the chameshis mini dagan, even though you don't have a kezayis de'echelos pras. According to the Meiri, it's hard to say that that's what the guy's das is on if that's not what the if he doesn't even have a shir achila in kezayis de'echelos pras. The ikar is what he has a shir achila of. So it's hard to say that memela. I would have said l'chora. You could say that according to the Meiri, the bracha achrein is only going to be in a case where you have a kezayis de'echelos pras, because it has to be that you're going ahead to eat this food because of the chameshis mini dagan. That's only if you have a shir achila. If you don't have a shir achila, zikha, that's not your etzem das. Memela, you're not going to make a bracha achrein. Alamichi, you only make a brain of fashis. According to the Rivav, he says, we don't care what your das is. If there's chameshis mini dagon, it's chashiv. That's the case, you're going to get the bracha achreina. Chameshis mini dagon, it's chashiv. The truth is that it's a machlekes apreiskim, we'll see it, machlekes achreinim, maybe even machlekes rishenim, brought down in Siman Reish Ches, Siftes. Now there's a nidin also, a similar nidin, when you get the bracha rishenim. Is there a sheer amount, according to the Rivav, any amount of, even as long as you have chameshis mini dagon inside of your taruvis, then you make a mezainis on it. So you make a chalent of meat and potatoes, and 1 piece of barley you stick inside. 1 piece of barley. Now it's chamesh, kol sheyesh b'chamesh mina dagan. 1 single piece of barley. The maaseh is 1 piece of barley inside. No, that's a very tough one. 2 pieces of barley, 10 pieces of barley, 30 pieces of barley. Where do you draw the line? Say the ra'a and the ritva that you need kezayis b'zeyachilz pras. You're right, it doesn't have to be a rave, but it has to be at least 1/8 of the amount of food that's inside. That means that you're going to eat 8 kezaisim, which is 4 beitzim, you'll have at least a kezais of mezainis inside. That's what the Rav Ritva is saying. If you don't have that amount, then you don't make, we don't say the rule of kol sheyesh b'chamesh mina dagan. That's like having 1 piece of barley in the entire chalent. The Abu Joram brings down from Avinu Yerino, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins that no, even if you don't have exayas deyichelas pras, you still make a mezainis. You still make a mezainis. Now this is not totally in. This is different. You don't have to say that the two shalos are totally zebazeh. Even if you hold that there's no kezayas deyichelas pras, and you make a mezainis at the beginning, the way that we paskin, that's because for a bracha rishayna, all you need is a mashu. You make a bracha rishayna on a mashu. So if you have a mashu and there is a mashu of mezainis inside, and not a kedei achilas pras, it's kaveh. What the bracha rishayna is. However, bracha achreina is not totally a mashu. Bracha achreina, you have to have a shir achila. Shir achila is only if you have a kezayis. Mamele, even if you hold, you don't need a kezayis bechdei achilas pras of mezainis to be able to make a mezain of chamish min adagan, to be able to make a mezainis at the beginning. It doesn't mean that you'll agree that you don't have to have a kezayis achilas pras to be able to make a alamicha afterwards. Because bracha rishayna is totally in a mashu, and bracha chol is totally in a shir achila. And kenzan, you need a shir achila of mezainis to be able to make the bracha. We're still shver, we have a machlekes between the Meiri and the Rivav, which is maybe between the Rosh and Piskirid, also as well. Whether or not, what's the reason why you say kol chashish b'mechamesh min adagon, b'brach l'mbeim mezainis? Is it because we say that that's the stam das of the person? Or no, even though that's not your stam das, your das lahedi on the other thing. Nevertheless, Chazal said the chashivas of the bracha is nikva kevi chamesh min adagon. Now the shaila is, what's still so special? Say, however you're going to learn, what's so special about chamesh min adagon that that's what a person's das is on? That's the chashivas of the bracha. What's special about chamesh min adagon? So if you look at the tour at the beginning of Siman Reish Chet, I hope the Olam at least saw that. Sif Aleph, Sif Beis. The Torah says, "I'll call Paris Ailon, Beinim Hei Mishivas Aminim, Oy Mishari Aminim, Bracha Rishena Shalem, Beri Pre Eitz." No matter what the fruit is, you make a Beri Pre Eitz. Chutz Min Ayayin, Shabrach Alav. Sorry. That's Rish Beis. That, hopefully you for sure saw. I was wondering, because here Yudaka doesn't talk about the Bracha Rishena. Achameshet Aminim, Shein Gefen, V'teinim, V'rivin, V'zayis, V'tomar, Shemeshtabchum, in Eretz Yisrael, Ki Dvash Omer, V'pasuk, U'dvash Tamar, V'arach Alech Harim, Bracha Achmein Shalish. On five out of all the different types of fruits, on five fruits, we make a bracha achreina, bracha achas mein shalish, alag eitz al pri eitz. Ufnim yisbarash mitei chashivusim, kovalim bracha bifnei atzman. Since they're chashiv, shenishtab chamen eretz Yisrael, v'melez kaveya bracha achreina bifnei atzma. He doesn't discuss bracha rishena. That was in Reish Beis. He doesn't discuss bracha rishena here. Why? Because there is no special bracha rishena. The whole chashivus is only in the bracha achreina. Bracha rishena is the same no matter what fruit is. The whole chashivus is in the bracha achreina. Then he continues. Sif Beis, Chameshes Minei Dagon, that's the other two of the Shivas Aminim, Shinchitin V'Sa'irin V'Kusin Shibayel Shul V'Shifoin, Shem Gamkin Chashuvin, they're also Chashiv, Shinishtab Chamen Eretz Yisrael, Shekusmin Hein Min Chitin V'Shibayel Shul V'Shifin Hein Min Sa'irin. Kusmin, which is spelt, is a type of wheat, and Shibayel Shul V'Shifoin, oats and rye, are types of barley. So they're all included in Chitin V'Sa'irin. So they're all Nishtavcha ben Eretz Yisrael. Void! He adds on something else. Yesh lehem ma'alik yaleem yichya adam v'mas me'em pas v'varach lehem ha'moitzi. This is, he adds on something else that he didn't mention before. By the five fruits, he just said Nishtavcha ben Eretz Yisrael. Here he says Nishtavcha ben Eretz Yisrael, and also Yesh lehem ma'alik yaleem yichya adam v'mas me'em pas v'varach lehem ha'moitzi. This is the main staple of a person's diet. Hilka chafilu lo yas me'em pas, that's why the choshevim, you don't have pas. It sounds like that the tour is being mitziaches here in Sif Beis not only to the bracha achreina but also to the bracha rishena. In Sif Aleph, he discussed only the bracha achreina. He said it's neshtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael, memeil that has a special bracha achreina. Then he talks about chameshes mini dagon, and he's talking about not only bracha achreina. He's talking about a bracha rishena. He says, "Mavarach aleim b'rei min mezaynis v'sayv bracha achas min shalish." So he's discussing also the bracha rishena, but also bracha achreina. L'chur, the two chalakim are mitzachas to the two brachas. The fact that it's nishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael, that's the reason why it has a special bracha achreina, just like the other five fruits of the Shivas Aminim that he said, because it's nishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael, it has a special bracha. Then he says, "But why does it have a special bracha rishena? Why does it have a special bracha rishena?" And it's kriveya bracha la'atzmai kol sheyesh b'mechameshes min adagon, and even if it's the mute, it gets the bracha, special bracha. We don't find that by Fshar Peres. And not only that, we don't find that by rice also. L'chura, how come we don't say that by the chamishis, the other five fruits of the chamishis of the shivas haminim, if they're the miut, they're kaveh what brachet is? They're chashiv nishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael. So even if it's only 30% dates and 70% apples, not apples, hadama, 70% bananas, we should go butter the 30% dates and not the 70% apples because of the nishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael. No, the svara nishtabcha ben Eretz Yisrael is only svara but to get the bracha achreino. But to get the bracha rishreini that we should go butter the miut, that's only because alem yichya ha'adam. Since it's the main staple, it's the ikur of a person's diet, v'masmeim pas mevarach alav ha'maitzi, and that's the lechem that the Torah refers to, Eretz Asher v'loi b'mishkan ha'yisteichob ha'lechem, is referring to the Eretz Chitu v'sayru. Memela, you make a bracha, mezeinus on them, they're the ikur in any taruvis, kol she'yesh bo mechameshes min ha'edogan, v'arach l'beim mezeinus, that's what the Torah continues. So the reason why it has a special bracha achreino is because in the Shtabcha min Eretz Yisrael, it's part of the Shiva Zaminim. The reason why it has a special bracha rishreino, get the mezeinus, and it's kreveh the bracha even when it's the miut, that's because it's the ikur staple of a person's diet. That's the most chash of a food. Aleim, ki lo alechem levado yichi adam, ki al komeitzi pi Hashem yichi adam, betum lechem is the dover sha'olav yichi adam. That's the Torah is going to say. It's not just that, you also need the Torah. But betum the alav yichi adam, so the ikur is past, the ikur is the chamish zmini dogan, memeil, that's the most chash of. We want to know why is that what the person's das is on. Why is that the most chashav kaveya in a taruvet? That the Torah is going to tell you, l'chur, it's the second shlava of the Torah, not because of the Shtabach Menarit Yisrael, which is bracha achreino, it's coming to mizernis because it's the ikur meichel. Since it's the ikur meichel, meila, it's always kaveya the bracha. Now the shayla is, what happens? If that's the reason why, what happens when a person is kaisis chita? He has, we said the bracha is brei pri adama, because that's not the ikur way you're supposed to eat chita. And let's say you have a mixture of chita together with other things. You have a mushroom barley soup, or you have a challenge, for that matter, which is made out of, we'll leave the barley on the side for a second, you put in whole wheat kernels. So now, does it also get the chashivas of kol sheish b'chameshes min ha'edogan? Or in this case, no. The levush says, the reason why you don't make a mezeinus when kreisas chita is because it's not mezein a person like pas or a tafshon. When you're kreisas chita and you didn't turn it into a flour and make it into it, then it doesn't satisfy a person. It's not sorry to leave. It doesn't satiate a person the same way that a tavshil or a pasta. So, if that's the case, when you have a mixture of chita that you didn't turn into flour and you mix it together with a taruvet, does it have a chashivis or does it not have a chashivis? Do we say kol sheyesh ben chamesh min ha'dagan v'arach l'beim min zaynus or not? So, the truth is you could say that it's telling this machlekes that we mentioned beforehand. It's really machlekes achreinim. The Evan Ezer says, no way. It doesn't have chashivas. It's not mazen a person. If it's not mazen a person, it makes a lot of sense that that's not what the person has in mind when he's eating it. That's not the ikur daitish al adam, because that doesn't satisfy a person. The mela, since it doesn't satisfy a person, is ikur daitish that you don't say, kol shemesh mechamesh min ha'dagan v'arach l'beim min zaynus. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, says not that way. The Magen Avraham says, no. As long as it's inside, it's chashiv. Why is it chashiv? If it's chashiv, you'd make a brei pri adam on it. Why is it chashiv? It's not chashiv. L'cheretz doesn't have the chashivas. You have to say that it's intrinsically chashiv. As long as you can get turned into pas, then it's intrinsically chashiv. Who says this? Mishnah Berurah says this. Mishnah Berurah asks a question that many ask. And that is, we know that any time, let's say you have a vegetable, a potato. What bracha do you make on a potato? That's a big question. Sorry. I don't have a better fruit because everything else doesn't need to be cooked. We'll go that it's a adama. Potato. We make adama potatoes for the most part, even on freedom fries. The shaila is, when do you make the adama on the potato? After it's cooked or before it's cooked? Only after it's cooked, because that's the time that's right to eat it. Before it's cooked, you could get it down, but that's not the ikur way. What bracha do you make on it? Shahakol. So now by chita, we should ask the same thing. By chita, what's the normal way to use it? Turn it into flour, make it into a batter, make it into a dough, and bake it. If you have it when it's raw, you should make a shakal in it. Why do you make adam on it? The truth is that many Rishonim, because of this question, they're bothered, and they say that in a chanami, it's talking about that you made it into kloyes. You made it into something that is raw to eat. It's not just a shakal. It's not totally raw. You roasted it somehow. The Mishnah Berurah says something else. In Simin Reish Beis, the Bir Halacha says, he asks the question, and he says as follows, Ula yesh lataret kam lepsak ha-shulchan aruch. Yeah. He asks. He says, Kiman shu muchan lemazin choshev yoyster. It's in Sif Yud Beis, Divir Maschel Ve'im. He asks a question. Tzarechin milikaman simin reish chesiv dalet, the achol dobin chai, the halacha is you make adama. And over here it says that you make in Sif Yud Beis, it says that if you ate something raw, you make a shakel. Ula yesh lataret, Kiman shu muchan lemazin choshev yoyster. It's muchan for mazin. Then this is the staple, this is the ingredient that you use to satiate yourself. You're right, right now it's raw, right now it's... But nevertheless, it's going to be, memela it's intrinsically chashiv. It's intrinsically chashiv, memela it still retains its chashivus. Which is l'chor, the two stuff that we said beforehand. According to the Meiri, the ikar is what's the person's das on. That's what's kerveya. Since a person's ikar das is on what satiates him, that's what the chashivus of chamesh mina dogon. Memela, if it's not satiating him because it's still whole, and it's kreis chita, it doesn't satiate a person, then his das is not on that. Memela and echanami, you're not going to say kol sheish mechamesh mina dogon. Masha'inkin, according to Revov, that the reason why it's chashiv is even though the person's das is not on that, it's intrinsically chashiv. And you can say it's intrinsically chashiv, even if it's still whole, but l'mayin says it's muchan l'mazin k'lashen ha-mishnah berurah. Now, the last nekuda l'chura, you could say is, l'chura, toli, in this machlekes, is a lot of different foods. For example, what's with schnitzel? Schnitzel, which is chicken breast, which is coated with breadcrumbs. Or chocolate, which is filled with a little bit of a wafer. Not a chocolate-covered wafer. Chocolate filled with wafer. Maybe, what's the story with salad and croutons? Salad croutons. Chicken soup with soup nuts. What bracha do you make on it? Now, according to the Meiri, there's nothing to talk about. It's pasha that the bracha is shahakol. What's the ikr? When you're having chicken soup, you're not having some, maybe some people do. But the ikr, when you're having chicken soup, you're having chicken soup. Even if you put in a lot of soup, soup nuts, nevertheless, it's not going to change it to soup nuts. It's, you're having chicken soup, the ikr is not kori al-shem, the soup nuts, it's partially you make a shakal, the salad is called a salad, it's partially you make a adama. The chocolate, l'chur, the pashtus is called chocolate, and you make a shakal. And the schnitzel is called, as the Israelis call it, Of Batifa Miuchedet. Of Batifa. I think that's what it's called. Chazeh Of Batifa. Which means that it's chicken breast which is wrapped in a little bit of a... The ikar certainly is that. However, if you go like the other tzad, you learn like the Revov, that they're Be'etzem Choshev. It doesn't make a difference what your das is on. They're Be'etzem Choshev. Memila, the food is Nikva Kafi that. Then, as long as there is something which is has a chashivas inside of it, it's not just a davik ba'alma, then in chamin, the chorot can be kaveh lebracha. My das is on the chicken and on the chocolate and on the salad and on the soup. It doesn't make a difference. In a chanami, no, we don't pass on that. You have to have eight. As long as it has to be something which has some sort of, it can't be afilo mashuat hashir, as we know. What's that? We'll get to it. This is l'chora tali. This is, we're still in the sugi. We're not on the halacha l'maisa. That lechur would come out. That's a machlokes rishonim. The shell is, how do we pask in halacha l'maisa?
Why is it not a davik for schnitzel? It's there to be medavik the
breadcrumbs. What the oil is maybe coming to be medavik the breadcrumbs, but the breadcrumbs are not coming to be medavik the food together. You have a piece of you could.
The breadcrumbs themselves are going to be top of the schnitzel.
Why is that? Maybe they're not. The breadcrumbs itself is a chilek of the maichel that you're eating, and any time that you have chameshes mina dogan, that's a. Breadcrumbs for sure are not a tafel. Flour is only a shahakal. The shail is, can I go ahead and make it into a chashivas when it's together and it'll turn into a mezainis? However, breadcrumbs, where did they lose their chashivas from? They already were a hamaitzi. It's even more.
It's never something that's eaten by itself anyway.
You're coming svaris, but l'chara, kokama that you have a taruvis together and this is a chelik which is nicker of the taruvis, then there's no reason that it shouldn't have its chashivas. Where did its chashivas go? Where to lose the chashivas? The halacha is by mezain. Well, I might see, if you take a piece of bread and you stick it into the blender and now you get fine pieces of, it looks like flour. The halacha is you make a hamaitzi lechem and arts on that. Even though it's not nicker, it's not anything. It's a mezain. It's a hamaitzi lechem and arts. It doesn't lose its chashivas. Why should it lose chashivas when it's against? There's not any question in halacha l'maisa. We didn't get to halacha l'maisa yet. in the sugya alachur should come out that this machlekes that we're saying between the Meir and the Rivav, which can sign as the machlekes also been negea to bracha achreino, if you need to kizayis beichel's pras. And can sign it's also been negea to kaisis chita. Lachur would also be negea to all these machlekes. What's the halacha lemaisa? Ah. Simin reishchet. The Mechaber says, Simin reishchet tefalef. Really, we should have at least gone through Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet or Hey. But the Eilim is not holding there. Hayyim Kassavar Malacha Merubar. We're not going to be able to answer all the questions if we don't learn it all. Says the Mechaber, Simin Reish Chesef Aleph, Al Chameshis Haminim Shehin Gefen V'Te'ina V'Rimun V'Zayis V'Tmorim V'Varech Al Achareim Brocha Achas Me'in Shalish. The Brocha Achareina, like the Torah says, because it's Shestabcha Me'in Eretz Yisrael. Mitoi Chashivusin Shestabcha Me'in Eretz Yisrael, says the Mishnah Brura, Me'melo Kovalim Brocha Chashu B'Pnei Atzmo. The Mishnah Brura throws in here, V'Dvash V'Tmorim Shazal Me'am Nadvash. Dvash does not mean honey. It doesn't mean honey, date honey. It's referring, when it says dvash in the Torah, it's referring to the dates themselves. And what's with honey? Says the Sharatzion. Dilu dvash ayetim yatmar, mevur v'simin reish beis, mevur shahakol. Mevur in simin reish beis, that you make a shahakol on the honey. Now the question is, why do you make a shahakol on the honey? So, if you look there in simin reish beis, the Mishnah Berurah says why. He says it's not chashiv. He says, "Sifkatim remvav." The madachsiba Torah zayis shemen v'dvash haynu tmorim hayoytim mehen dvash. Aval dvash kufa zeya ba'almahu ve'ena b'chal pri. The dvash is only zeya ba'alma. Zeya ba'alma. You don't make a chashva bracha. And b'meila, it's ena b'chal pri. You don't make an eighth on it at the beginning. It's a shackle. And afterwards, you only make a. You don't make a bracha asmin shalis. The shaila is why. You're right. It wasn't a shtabach min eretz yisrael. It's not that when it says in the Torah dvash, it doesn't mean dvash. It means tmarim. But I have a different place in the shtabach min eretz yisrael. Eretz zavas chol of dvash. Why is that not enough of a svara to make it into a bracha? The truth is, you could ask on chol of also. You're right. On chol of also, I should be able to make a shahakol at the beginning, and make a bracha asmin shalish afterwards. We don't find on a drink they make a bracha asmin shalish. We do on wine. Of course, on wine you make ala gefen al priya gefen. So why can't you make ala dvash al priya dvash? Why what's the ala priya tmarim? What's the big? Why not?
Isn't it only a svar for the after bracha?
It's a svar for afterwards. That's exactly what I want. I want to make a shahakal at the beginning, and afterwards I want to make a bracha as main shalish. Exactly. So Mishnah Berurah, the Sharatin says something interesting. He says, "What? How do I know?" Mevur b'ilu dvash yitzim tmarim mevur b'simin reish beis tevches mevarach shahakal. If you make a shahakol at the beginning, memela afterwards you make a brain of fashay. Where did he get that from? Where did he get it from that a shahakol doesn't have a brain of fashay afterwards? So the truth is that Rekiv Eger is marich when he gets to this in Sif Hey. Everyone will take a look at it. He wanted to bring a raya, and he says echad from the bachur machashuv improved whatever brought him a raya, not like he wanted to say. And he's matzad that enir chanami kenzayin. Anytime that you say shahakol, then you do not say a. Bracha achas main shalish. The only thing is that over there he's talking about something that be'etzim you should have made a bracha re'uyo. But now it's not chashiv anymore, so you make a shahakol instead of bracha re'uyo, it doesn't get a bracha achas main shalish. But something which, the same way that it lost its chashiv as a bracha re'shayna, it lost its chashiv as a bracha re'ino. But something which lechatchila is supposed to be a shahakol, that's the bracha lechatchila. It's not because it's not chashiv. Lechatchila is not it's supposed to be a shahakol. Memela, who says it should have a bracha re'ino? Even when you tell me dvash, lechatchila should be a ha'eit. Well, what's with chalav? It's for sure an outside that it's going to be. Bracha lechatchila shakol. How do we know? Sounds like Mishnah Berurah has a svara, kokama, that it's a shakol at the beginning, which is the least chash of a bracha. Can it sign that it has a bracha achas main shalish? Yesh lain what the makor for that is, but lemaisa that's the halacha. And on dvash that comes out of dates, we weren't allowed to see dvash that comes out of dvarim. We have to skip that halacha. We'll get up to it Be'ez Hashem in Reishta. I know some of the Eilim peaked, but. That was it's a shahakol and a brain of fashis on honey that comes out of dates. What's the chashivas? You're right, 100%. But the chashivas is not that pasuk. What? Why? Yeah, that's a shahakol. That's a shahakol. Kol ze achnis. If you're telling me, it says Eretz, Eretz of Aschol of Devot, Eretz, Shechit of Asar, Eretz. So, Chara Eretz also. Eretz Aval Chalav Dvash. How many times does it say Eretz Aval Chalav Dvash in the Torah? A lot more than it says that's the Chashivas. That's the... Okay. L'mayis, the halacha bottom line is Shaka Bein Fashis. Sif Beis. Here we go, Rabbi Yitzchak. Hold your breath. Sif Beis. Chamesh Yitz Mini Dogen Shasholkon Oikitshon Va'osim Yen Tavshol Kegrein Maitse Kedero Harif Ois V'Geres Karmel V'Daiso. Any one of the five grains that the gears of the Shulchan Aruch is Shasholkon, which means that you cooked it. Shlika is generally used in conjunction with a cooking which is cooked for a very long time. That sometimes it gets a little bit. Generally, shlikon, shlokois, we'll see, means to be cooked something for a very long time. Mishabur says that the ekar gears is supposed to be like the grain says, shecholkon. Not shecholkon, that you cooked it, rather that you cracked it. You cracked it in half, that's what the Gemara said. What's a maisa gedero? Chita, which is cracked into 2, 3, 4, 5. Afilu ir limoim dvash harbe, yoyser mehem. Even if the Rav, Shulchan Aruch, like the Rajba, like the Meiri, like the Rav Rishenim say, that the Dinner Kol Shechemesh Bina Dagan is not talking about where it's the Rav, it's where it's the Mute. Nevertheless, the other ingredients are the Rav, still Mevar Chalein Breimin Mizenis Mosef Alam Echil. Avam Loinas An Adagan Batavshel Elo Ladavko Ilak Poitsoi, Boto Batavshel. However, this is only if you put it in, not for the purpose of a binder, not to cause it to cause the tavshel to stick together, or lak poisei is lachur, to give it body, to give it thicker texture, but not for the sake of satiating, not for the sake of taste, not for the sake of anything like that, then the halacha is, it's batal if it's a mute, maybe even it's a rave, and it doesn't get the klal kol sheyesh b'mechamesh mini dogma. Now just, there's two halakim of this. There's the kol sheyesh b'mechamesh mini dogma as it comes out, with cooking grains, and in general, the klal of kol sheyesh b'chamesh mina dagan, when do we say that or not? So what are the chamesh mina dagan? Chamesh mina dagan are chita, which is wheat, sir, which is barley, kusmin, which is spelt, shvel shul, which is oats, shifrin, which is rye. All those, the halacha is, if you make them into bread, it's hamaitzi and berachas hamazon. If you make it into a tavshil, you make it into a cookie or anything like that, the halacha is going to be, it's going to be berim mizernis and alamechem. Kusemet, which is mentioned many times here in the Paiskim, in the Mishnah Berurah, kusemet is not kusmin, which is spelt. Kusemet is kasha. Kasha is buckwheat. Buckwheat is a plant. It's not one of the grains. And the bracha is hadama and brain of fashis. Quinoa is also, is not one of the wheats, and it's a kidneyus. And therefore, the bracha is hadama and brain of fashis. Whether or no you're allowed to use it on Pesach, that we're not going to discuss at this exact moment. What they call in Hebrew burgol, for some reason, instead of calling it bulgur, they switch around the resh and the gimel, the lamed and the resh. But that's what we call bulgur. Bulgur is be'etzem, it's wheat kernels that are cracked in half. It's not even cracked in half, it's cracked into a bunch of pieces. If you look at it, you can see that it's a bunch of pieces together, and that is mamish the ma'aseh kedera that it's talking about in Chazal L'chaira. It's cracked kernels of chita, and that's a mizernes and an alamichem. Now, what happens? This is all when you turned it into a proper ma'aseh kedera. What does it mean to turn it into a proper ma'aseh kedera? The outside on the stairs is my bag. The left. Thank you. Show and tell. The last time we had a busy night making all types of food. Iris is the rice was for those that got up to it. But this is barley and this is bulgur. Bulgur that was actually not even cooked in, it was cooked with just hot water poured on top of it. You can see it, it actually stays pretty much, it doesn't get so attached to each other. We're gonna get the exact klalim in a minute. When do we say mizernes, and when do we say that it's retained its original bracha of Hadamah. So Mishnah Berurah basically talks about three different cases. Get these rules down clearly through Sif Aleph, Beis Gimel, and maybe Dalet. You have to go back and forth. I apologize if Ellen didn't get up to Dalet yet. Most of it's in Beis and Gimel. Maybe Ellen didn't get up to Gimel yet either. The rules of the Mishnah Berurah are really mentioned here, the basic rules of the Mishnah Berurah, and that is as follows. There's three different cases. There's whole grain that you cook, that means that it's whole grain together with the klipa. Then there's the grain which is whole that you took off the klipa, but it's not cracked in half or into quarters. And then you have grain which is cracked into half or thirds or quarters or chulum. From the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Beis, he says that as long as it's cracked, shecholkon, when it says shecholkon, we said in the Mechaber, it's a Torah Yisrael, it's supposed to say shecholkon. Vainu echad l'shnayim or l'yoyser, as long as it's cracked into two or more, then the halacha is, v'hu mashker and greifin, then the halacha is that it's a mezainis. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention anywhere that it has to stick together one piece to the next. He does not mention anywhere that it has to be that they're nismaich, they get mushy. As long as it's cracked, that is the ma'isa kedera that it says in the Gemara. And Ramesha writes that in Chilak Aleph, Simon Samaches. He says that is the ma'isa kedera mentioned in the Chazal. And the Kuli Alma says Ramesha, the bracha is mezainis. Namela, if you have bulgur, and even though maybe it doesn't stick together, here you got to see that it does. Pieces maybe, it's hard to see whether or not it sticks together. Bunch of pieces together. Even though many of them are not sticking together, nevertheless, it would not make a difference with regard to your bracha, because the very fact that they're cracked already, then mameila, when you feel it, you feel that it's starchy. You can feel that it's roi to be mizdavik. You feel, and if you take one piece and you touch it to another piece, it'll stick to it. What's that? It has to be roi l'chura. L'chura, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even mention that it has to be roi. Well, l'chura, that's the nekuda. The reason is, when you crack it in half, then mamila, the liquid and the starches that are inside allow it to become stickier, and it causes it to stick together into a mass, which is what's considered a ma'aseh keder b'etzem. So that's if it's cracked. If, in a case where it's whole, it's not cracked at all, so then it depends. If it's in its klipa, then it does not turn into a ma'aseh keder, unless it's nismayech yofek, it's very mushy. It gets very, exactly what the geder is, how mushy it has to be, it's not exactly clear. How nismayech does it have, nismayech yofek, says that it gets very mushy, that would give it its bracha. Or it got stuck together. Now, how does it get stuck together if it has a klipa that prevents it from getting stuck together? So Ramesha speaks that in his Truman Chelek Dalet. He says, because when you cook it, so then it cracks a little bit, and even though you have a klipa on the outside, there's small cracks inside, and mamela, that's why it sticks together, it causes it to stick together. So if you cooked it long enough that it'll crack the outside klipa, the peel, then mamela, it'll stick together. So you have two ways. If it doesn't have a klipa at all and it's cracked in half, you don't need it to stick together, you don't need to be in a smaich. If it has a klipa on it, then only if it sticks together, only if it's a smaich yofe, then you make a mezainis. If not, you make a hadama. Now that we have a middle case, and that is, let's say, the klipa, you took off the klipa, but it's still whole. You only took off the klipa, you didn't crack it in half. What's in that case? That the Gemara didn't discuss. We only have a case where you actually cracked it in half, or you have whole ones. How about if you have whole ones that don't have the peel, don't have the klipa, but it's not cracked in half? What's in that case? Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down is machlekes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yehuda. According to the Rambam, the bracha is mizaynes, and according to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, the bracha is adama. The Sharatin who says that there are those that learn even in the Rambam that the bracha is adama, but Mishnah Berurah says, since it's a suffik, memela, the best thing to do is eat a techasuda. If you have whole barley, whole wheat kernels that you're cooking somewhere, then if it was not nismayach yofe, then for sure. But if it's not nismayach yofe, or it's not nizabik, then the halacha is it's a suffix what the bracha is a mizaynus or is that adama, and therefore you should eat techasudo. If it's cracked, it's pasha that it's mizaynus. If it's whole with a klipa, it's pasha that it's adama. If it's in the middle, it's machlekes. You took off the klipa, but it's still whole. There, it's a machlekes whether it's adama or mizaynus. Eat it techasudo. One second, we'll get to that in a second. Now, one second. Comes along the Mr. Brewer and adds one tonight here. This is actually in Tziv Gimel. Forgive me, please. Those that didn't see. Probably those that saw Beis saw Gimel also. Those that didn't see Gimel didn't even see Beis. The Mishnah Berurah talks about pearl barley. What's pearl barley? Says the Mishnah Berurah that pearl barley is shehuster achein. Sa'urin shehuster klipasen megan miksas meingufa yidei tchinas erechayim. Shinasim ketan v'mashim mikoydim. What's his eb moish akurin? Pearl griffin, which is what we call pearl barley. Grisei pnina, what's called here in Israel. Anoyegin levarach reimin mizernis, lachar brachas mein shalish, lichatchilo. Afim loynis maichwa dey bishul, einlim kles biyodim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in a case where you have pearl barley, which means you have, there's two types of barley. You go to any store, sitting next to each other on the shelf, there's two different types of bags of barley. You have whole barley, which is easy to tell. It's in its original form. It's an oval. Each garin, each individual piece of barley is an oval. Those are regular whole barley. Then you have what we call pearl barleys, that many of them, not all of them, very often, most of them are rounded. Even if it's not a perfect circle, they're rounded because they got, when they knock it off into the machine, they knock off the outside, they also take off part of the actual garin of barley. And the mela, that's why it's much smaller. They're smaller and they're round, hence the name pearl barley. They're smaller and rounder than the regular barleys. The mela says the Mishnah Berurah, in such a case, that you already took off the outside, then it's almost like it's cracked. It's not actually cracked in half, but you took off part of the garin, and the mela, the inside could come out, and it gets stuck together. It sounds like it has the ability to get stuck together. He says, even if it's not stuck, in that case, somebody that makes a mizaynis and alamicha ein limchayz biyadon. What does it mean ein limchayz biyadon? What is he? Let's say it was a tzaddik yisraelim. I was the Chavetz Chaim. What bracha should I yet make? L'chorei, the best thing to do is eat a techasuda, like he said before. The chiddush is though, in that before he was talking about where it was totally whole. Here it's talking about you knocked off part of the outside. You didn't crack it in half. But you shaved down the outside. The outside got shaved down also, as when they took off the klipa, they also took off part of the garin. In that case, which is the standard pearl barley that they have here, then the halacha is that somebody that makes mezainas on the micha, ein limchiz biyodan, v'cheinu minigarin. Memelo. If you're making with your regular pearl barley, if you could tell, like the Zeis HaBracha points out, he says you could tell by the way that it, simply by the way that it looks. I think most people for their chalons, and probably for the mushroom barley soup, also use pearl barley. In that case, then it doesn't make a difference when you put up the challenge. If you put it up an hour ago, if you put it up last night, if it's stuck together, if they're not stuck together, nevertheless, it's going to be mezaynis. Afilo loynis davku, the halacha is, ein limchayz biyadan, but I think that's the minig ha'olam, like the Mishnah Berurah is saying. And if you have a suffix, let's say you have a suffix whether or not they took off part of the outside. Ramesha writes in Tshuva that in the Safik you also make a mezaynus ala micha. Why? Because of those shittas that hold that even if you didn't take off any part of the garin and you just took off the klipa, then you make a mezaynus and ala micha. So for sure, in the case we have a Safik, for sure you make a mezaynus and an ala micha. And Memela, the standard case of a challenge or a mushroom barley soup, if you use pearl barley, then you make a mezaynus on it and an ala micha. If it's whole barley, then you have to know whether or not it's the Stabik Yachad. For sure, that'll be the Brach Lechatchila if it's the Smayach Yofi. Yeah, for sure. Any case that it's the Smayach Yofi or in his Dabik in the Chalant, it's been up for a few hours, and even Lechatchila, you make a Mezainus on it. Here, thank you for pointing that out. Here, it's even if it wasn't a Stabik, it wasn't a Smayach, you just put it up. It was Erev Shabbos, you put it up in the 12 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you already want to have something, and wasn't. Depending on how your crackpot works. And there's still, each one is individual, and they're not stuck together, and they're not nostalgic. Nevertheless, you would make a mezainus on it, since the outside wood is knocked off. That's the first chelik of the sif. The second chelik of the sif is, kol sheyesh bo mechamesh es minidavon. Anything
else?
Yeah, it would. l'cherma. That's the dinner called chamesh kosher yesh b'chamesh shemini. That's going to pass everything else. Now, what bracha chreni do you make if you don't have exactly echelas pras? You would end up making brain fashas on your challah, which is very often the case.
Even if the pieces
of
meat.
Even the piece. No, I'm not going to get into that yet. That we'll have to wait for reshit beis. Beis Hashem. Maybe exactly where do we draw the line? Then you should have a piece of. Lachar, you should have to make a. The second chelik of this sif is the klal of kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mina dagan varach lemeim nezenis. Even if there is the other ingredients are harbe yeis mehem, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin Hatam. Kivon shehu bar lahatim ulahachshir et atavshum v'mechameshes haminim dechashivi hu ha'ikr. Since it's coming lahatim ulahachshir et atavshum, and it's from the chamesh min edogan, which is chashiv, that's ikr. Where did he get this from? He writes in the Sharatzin. This is a direct quote from the Rashba. These words are written by the Rashba in Duv she'ikr, that the reason why we pass in smida ikr is since it's put in lahatim ulahachshir et atavshum. The male of that thick. What do these words mean? What does it mean, lahatim ulahachshir et atavshum? L'chor, the pashtis of lahatim means to give taste to the tavshum. Lahachshir sounds a little bit more than that. Sometimes the Rashba writes like this, sometimes he writes like that. The Ikri writes lahachshir. Once or twice he may add it in lahatim. But l'chor, it sounds like that both of them are keveya. Lahatim means to give flavor to, and lahachshir means to create a proper tavshum. In other words, it's what makes the tavshil. It's misakin the tavshil to be a proper tavshil. It's not just honey, and you give it a thickness. You give it a not just the texture. You made it into not just a candy. You made it into a tavshil. L'chor, according to that, anything which is lahatim, anything which is put in for taste, then you make a mezainas on. According to the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying, lahatim, which would mean that if you have schnitzel. For sure, the breadcrumbs are put in for taste. There are schnitzels. There are ways that they put in stuff. Originally, how did it happen? When they would make schnitzel, they didn't want it to burn, so they would bread it with breadcrumbs and then deep fry it. If you didn't put a layer on the outside, so then the chicken itself would burn. L'chur, it's hard to say that that's the only reason that they put in the breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs are l'chur, certainly there to give taste to the chicken, and therefore l'chur, according to the pashas, according to Mishnah Berurah, it should be the bracha should be mezaneh. However, the Mishnah Berurah is discussing, the Mechaber is discussing, and the Gemara, which is coming from, is discussing a tavshil. A tavshil means that you have a mixture of things inside of a pot, all cooking to be one tavshil together. It's a mixture of a bunch of things together, and the question is, when I have this mixture together, what bracha do I make on the mixture? What's the ikar of the mixture? However, in a scenario where they're not made together, they're not a mixture, it's two different levels, or two different things that you're eating together. You're eating a piece of chicken, and you're also eating breadcrumbs on top. You're right, the breadcrumbs are giving a taste to the chicken, but it's not one mixture. If you go ahead and you take the breadcrumbs and you stick it and the chicken and you stick it into a blender, there's no question that in l'chur, in that case, if you cook it afterwards, l'chur, that would be mezaneh. However, in a case where that's not the case, you have a piece of chicken, and on top you have a... you have a layer. So let's lemushel. What's the halacha by a ice cream sandwich? You have an ice cream sandwich that has two pieces of two cookies on the top, one on the top, one on the bottom, and ice cream in the middle. The minig of many people, and same thing by ice cream with a geshmaka ice cream cone, is to make two brachas. Kol sheyesh bo mechameshes minei dagan. What happened? Kol sheyesh bo mechameshes minei dagan is when it's mixed together into one thing. But where you have something which was not baked together, or not cooked together, and not fried together, rather you have ice cream, and you put in also a cookie and also a cookie, then it's similar to taking a cookie and taking a piece of chocolate in your mouth and eating it at the same time. In that case, you don't have to make two brachas, because you had kol sheyesh bo in your mouth. You have a cookie, and you have a piece of chocolate. It's two things that are be'etzem, not one mixture. It's two different things together. Memela of the shayla is, does the same din that we're saying over here when you get to a tavshil apply to a scenario where you have a clear ikur? You have ice cream and you put a cookie on top. You have a clear ikur and you add it on something else on top. to be mishamish the ikker. Salad with croutons inside. L'chur, certainly the ikker is the salad. You're having a salad. Croutons add something to it. You have a piece of chocolate and you have a little bit of wafer, a thin piece of wafer, pesach zman, which is 90% chocolate and caramel, and a little 10% of when one gets to 25%, 40% kif-kifs and other things. We could down on these things, but there's a very definitive ikker, and the memela, according to the Meiri, it's pashit that in that case that's what it is. It's kori al shem oisidover. And Mamela, in that case, it's pashas that according to Meir, you're going to make that bracha. The shaila is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that it says it put there lahatim. So what does it mean, lahatim? Lahatim means it's giving a flavor to the pavshil, or it's giving a flavor to the ikker. When you have a clear ikker, do we say that it's flavoring the ikker or not? Do we say that it causes flavoring the ikker, it gets that bracha, or not? I heard from a Berkowitz when we learned this last time. He wanted a taina that as long as it's any time that you have a mazainis which is coming just to flavor the ikker, then that's not what the lahatim is. I'll give a mashal amal davar damer. When you prepare chicken, there's different ways to prepare it. You can make barbecue chicken with barbecue sauce, or you can make sweet and sour chicken with different types of duck sauce and other types of sauce, or you can make schnitzel, which is another type of chicken. There's different ways of flavoring your chicken. But there's no question about it that they're all coming just to flavor the ikker. It's giving tam. There's no shaila about it that it's giving tam. For sure it's lahatimoy, but it's not the lahatimoy of a kedera, of a maisa kedera. When it's a maisa kedera, then it's pasha that it turns into one chefza. What's the ikker? The ikker is nekeg fi lechamesh min yadagam. But where you have an ikker, and you're coming to give flavor to the ikker, then it's a whole different scenario. What's the makor lamal davar dema? What's the makor for this halacha? The Memela of Berkowitz said you would make a shakel in such a case. The Prima Gadim says in his Akdama Tehilchis Brachis. He says, the Prima Gadim says in his Akdama Tehilchis Brachis that the Maila of Chameshes Mine Dagon, thank you. The Maila of Chameshes Mine Dagon is Hasheni, b'chameshes mine dogon loyshayech ikker v'tofel. It's not shayech ikker v'tofel by chameshes mine dogon. Va'ader rabba heima ikker af shehima ma'at. Kol she'in ladavik. They're the ikker. It's not that it's not shayech. They are the ikker. Mavarach leim b'rim min zenith lavad v'nifta taruvis arev. You make a mezenith on the meat and the taruvis is pater. V'nitein lehem chashivas harev ki'ilu heim harev avaloyeser. Says the Prima Gadim. What chashivas did we give them? We gave chameshes mine dagon the chashivas of roiv, but not more than roiv. Memela, if I could find you a case where even the roiv is not kaveh the bracha, then by chameshes mine dagon it's also not going to be kaveh the bracha. What's that case? I'll give an example like we saw. Yain kunditun. Yain, which is 33% wine, 33% honey, 33% pilpulin, 66% is something which is not a Bray Priyagafen. What bracha do you make on the wine? Bray Priyagafen. Why? Says Mishnah Berurah. Even if it's more than that, he says. He says, even Afilu Yaisim, he says, it's more than 66%. It's 80%. And 20% wine. Nevertheless, since it's all coming to be Mishamish the wine, it's coming to improve the wine, then even though it's the meat, it's the ikker. I, the Raiv, we always go bust to the Raiv. Here you don't go bust to the Raiv. The Raiv is Mishamish. When the Raiv is Mishamish the meat, then it's not going to go bust to it. So if you could find me a case of a chameshes mine dagan, which has the chashivas of the roiv, but it's only coming through mishamish the ikker, then in echanami it's not going to get the bracha of the meat, it's going to get the bracha of the ikker. L'chur according to that. Which would mean that you would make a shahakol in echanami, you would make a shahakol on that, and as I heard from Berkowitz, you would make a shahakol on the wafer, and you make a shahakol on, not on the wafer, I'm sorry, on the chocolate which has wafer inside, and make a hadama on the salad which has croutons inside, and you make a shakel in the soup that has soup nuts inside. Now, lamaisa. This is be'etem halacha lamaisa. The minig ha'olam is to make a shakel and schnitzel. That is the minig ha'olam, and that's what Rav Peskei is manenu saying. However, to say that it's pashit, it's not pashit. The pashtis, the lefum riata of the Mishnah Berurah of la'atimai, doesn't mean that. The question is, there is a big difference between what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about and Schnitzel. Mishnah Berurah is talking about a Maaseh Gedera, and we're talking about a different type of Michael where we clearly have an Iker. We're not trying to define the Iker. We know what the Iker is. So you're right that it's giving Tom, but here we know what the Iker is. So it's different than the Mishnah Berurah. The question is the Chilek Mechalek or not? Memeila, Rabbi Yashiv, one time he said it was Mezernus, one time he said Shaka, one time he said you should make two brachas. And a lot of places he went back and forth. In a case where there's a lot, double-coated Schnitzel, something which was put in for the sake of being masbiya person, it's put in to satisfy a person, that's lissod aleif. Then it's their lissod aleif. Lissod aleif that we have in Taisus that we have, that's pasha, that is Mezernus L'Pharaoh. And that Rosh Hashanah Zalman said also, clearly where it's a thick layer, it's an extra layer, and it's not just the standard. I don't think Yeshiva's machine does a double layer as of yet. But in a case where there is a double layer, then in a chanami lachara you make a mezainas on it. However, it's not so pashit, and memela the best thing to do is to make a mezainas and a shahakol, a mezainas on something else, and a shahakol on something else. However, don't separate the schnitzel and make a mezainas and a shahakol. But pashtus, it was created together, it was mitugan, it was fried together. Once it's fried together, then it gets one. It turns into one entity, and therefore you make one bracha bepashtus. To split it is a shal of bracha shenetzricho. If we're talking about a ice cream sandwich, it's be'etzem two things separate. They were never baked or created together. Memela, in such a case, the best thing to do is make a mezainis and a shahakol. If you don't have the ability to, then bepashas the bracha, the minig olam certainly would be to make a shahakol. So we're stimming that even according to what the Mishnah Berurah said. Now, if in a chanami, if the soup nuts in the soup or the croutons in the salad become the ikar, it becomes mamish one of the ingredients, it's not just to add to the salad, not just very often you put it in as a crunch. You want a different crunch, even though it's a tasty crunch, but it's certainly a crunch to the salad. It's an added crunch to the soup. These type of things. But if you turn it into one of the basic ingredients of the salad or of the soup, some people, they have a little bit of soup with their croutons, with their soup croutons. Besider, in Chanami, it's partially that there's a mezainis, even if the rive is the soup. But there you have, and if every soup, and lachar would be tafel there, no. Lachar would be tafel there, and you wouldn't make a shahar. But if it's only coming to as a crunch, then in a chanami. You could clear benegeh to a knedel. If you're eating a knedel together with it, it's not coming as just to give a crunch. It's a chilek of the soup. Ramesha writes, in that case, they would make a mezainis, and not, you wouldn't even make a shakol. Now you have to know, 1 second. You have one knedel, and you ate it in two bites, and now you have 30 spoonfuls of soup. I don't know, not sure that that's what Ramesha was discussing. Or most of the soup is eaten together with knedel. Then it becomes a tuffel. Even if at the end you have just soup together, that's like your cereal, your milk which is left over after your cereal, then you make a mezainis on the cereal and you don't worry about the milk, even though at the end of the day you're left with a third of a bowl of milk. It's totally tuffel. I don't know exactly about the individual cases. We have to depend on how it's made. The a lot is totally an ikar of a tuffel, but klal, the pashtus, that would be the klal. And we didn't get up to Ladabik in the individual cases. Mir Tashem will discuss the licorice and the cheesecakes and everything else as we get to Sif Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vechulu. Rabbi Sai, Yom Katsum Lachem Ruba, please, that we can finish, that we should be able to go weiter to the next Kishmaka Sugya. Why are you separate?